Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I trust all of you are well.
弟兄姐妹们，下午好。我相信你们大家都很健康。
I'm grateful that we can and that we have the technology to meet in this way.
我们很有福气，我们有这个新的这种高科技可以帮助我们。
In case you're wondering, the picture behind me is the lake in Germany where we used to live.
假如你在想我这背景是以前我们在德国住的那个湖的背景。
I thought that would be a nicer background than the wallpaper.
我认为这个要比我的墙壁的纸好。
You know, sometimes life can be discouraging.
有的时候，我们的这个生命会让我们感觉到沮丧。
And if the challenges and uncertainties of the last few weeks have shown us anything, it's that we can easily become discouraged.
如果我们在过去这个几个礼拜学到了任何的功课，我们学到的时候，我们很容易上当。
And you know, as followers of Jesus Christ, we're not immune from discouragement.
也我们都知道，凡是跟随主耶稣的人，也不会不受到沮丧的或者上当的时候。
Charles Wesley Jones discovered the truth of this in the early 1900s.
有一个人叫做查理·卫斯理·琼斯，他在以前发觉也体验到这个真理。
He wanted to become a missionary.
他想要做一个传道士。
And he had a vision to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of South America using radio.
他有一个远景，他想要用这个收音机来宣布传神的福音。
But in the early 1900s, most Christians regarded radio as a tool of the devil.
在1900年的那一段时间，很多人认为这个收音机是魔鬼的工具。
So he found little support amongst believers and was even ridiculed.By the people in his home church in Chicago.
那么他没有受到那些信徒们的支持，甚至于他在芝加哥教会的人也讥笑他。
They called his idea Jones's folly.
他们称他的这个想法是这个 Jones 的荒唐。
Regardless, in 1928, full of hope and expectation, he took a trip to South America.
不论如何，他后来有了一个机会，可以到这个南美洲去。
To explore opportunities for Christian radio.
到那边去找这一些可以用基督徒的收音机传福音的情况。
It was a complete failure.
可是是完全的失败。
He had requests denied in Venezuela, in Panama, in Colombia, and in Cuba.
他在古巴、巴拿马、Venezuela 都受到了失败。
He arrived back home frustrated and discouraged.
他回到家里感觉到非常的丧气沮丧。
Even his wife no longer had a desire to pursue this vision.
甚至于他的太太都不愿意再继续追求他这个愿望。
And then came a day of such discouragement that Clarence needed money for his family.
再有一天，这个在这个 Clarence 他突然需要家里需要有要钱。
and unable to shake off the feelings of total inadequacy and failure,
因为他一直没有办法脱去这种自己觉得没有能力一直在失败的感觉
and embarrassed that his obsession with South America made him look like a fool,
他有的时候觉得他在去这个南美洲的事情让他变成一个很笨很傻的人他感觉到很自卑
He decided to walk away from everything.
他也就决定放弃一切
His work at the church.
他在教会里的事工
His call to the mission field.
他想要去传福音的呼召
Even his family.
甚至于他的家庭
He went to enlist in the Navy.
他参加了海军
But they also rejected him for lack of 20/20 vision.
可是他也没有被接受因为他视力不好
Brothers and sisters, our passage today was written to a group of people who likewise had become discouraged.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的这个讲道是集中在一些容易受到丧气的弟兄姐妹们身上。
Let's remember that Haggai was written to a remnant of Jews who had returned from exile in Babylon to Jerusalem.
我们可以知道。我们今天要谈的是当初的这些犹太人以色列人要从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的事情。
They had returned under the leadership of Zerubbabel to rebuild the temple.
他们在这个所罗巴伯的带领下要回来重建圣殿。
And they began rebuilding the temple, but eventually became discouraged.
他们目的是要重建圣殿，可是到最后他们受到气馁。
The initial enthusiasm wore off.
他们的热心慢慢的就消失了。
Doubt and fear set in and the work stopped.
他们开始内心有了怀疑，也就慢慢的停工了。
You see, being involved in the Lord's work does not make us immune to discouragement.
虽然我们是为神工作，但是我们也不能不受到气馁。
And their discouragement was driven by three forces, we might call them complexes.
所以有三个不同的原因让他们丧气、丧胆。
First of all,They had what we might call a minority complex.
那么第一个，他们可能是有一种少数民族的情节。
It says in verse 2, speak to Zerubbabel and to Judah, and to Joshua, and to all the remnant of the people.
那么在这个第二节那里，告诉我们要去跟那一些人去讲话。
You see, they were only a remnant of the people. They were a minority.
这些人都是愚民，所谓的愚民就是少数民族。
They felt isolated and alone.
他们觉得被与人隔离，他们是很单孤独的。
And the people around them had no interest in helping them.
在他们旁边的人都没有兴趣要帮助他们。
Secondly, we see that they also had an inferiority complex.
那么第二种的人呢，我们看他们是有一种自卑的情节。
In verse 3, we read, Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory?How do you see it now? Is it as nothing in your eyes?
在第三节说，你们中间剩下的人，有谁见过这殿宇从前的荣耀呢？现在你们又看他怎样，岂不是视如一物一样吗？
Some of the older ones who remember the Temple of Solomon pointed out the inferior quality of the new one.
一些以前曾经看过所罗门所造的圣殿，现在可以告诉他们他们这个新的圣殿的缺点。
Maybe we've encountered people like this.
我们也很可能碰到这样子的人。
Things are not as good as they once were.
现在不如以前的好。
What you're doing isn't anything like what we used to enjoy.
你现在所做的，我们是跟以前的大不同，没有那以前的好。
We can begin to develop an inferiority complex.
所以我们慢慢的就发生了一种自卑感的情节。
Third, they had what I'm calling an anxiety complex.
第三种，我认为是他们焦虑的情节。
Look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
According to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. And then the Lord says, fear not.
这就是你们从埃及出来的时候，我与你们立约的话，现在我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
The reason the Lord told them not to fear is that they were frightened.
神为的叫他们说不要害怕，是因为他们心里面害怕。
First, they were afraid of their enemies around them.
首先他们是怕他们附近的这些敌人。
If you'll turn with me in your Bibles back to Ezra chapter 3, verse 3.
现在我们看一下以斯拉书三章三节。
We see that they were afraid of their enemies.
我们可以看到他们是恐怕他们都惧怕他们的敌人。
They set the altar in its place, for fear was on them because of the peoples of the land.
他们在原有根基上筑殿，因惧怕邻国的民。
In Ezra 4, verses 4 and 5, we read the same.
在以斯拉四章四节五节，我们也看到同样的经文。
Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to build and bribed counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候使他们的手发软扰乱他们。从波斯王塞鲁士年间直到波斯王大流士登基的时候回买谋士要败坏他们的谋算。
But not only were they afraid of the people around them, the economic outlook was bleak.
不仅仅是他们旁出有敌人，他们这个经济环境也很不好。
There were no resources.
他们没有来资源。
They were afraid they wouldn't be able to complete what they had started.
他们恐怕不能够完成他们开始所做的工作。
Afraid their work was in vain.
他们很怕他们所做出来的会没有效。
And their fear had stifled them and immobilized them.
他们的恐惧感使他们没有办法动作，甚至让他们残废了。
And they stopped rebuilding the temple.
他们就停止在建造这个圣殿。
As Christians in the world today, I'm sure all of us have succumbed to one or perhaps all of these complexes.
我们今天在世上做基督徒，我相信我们可能遇到这一些情节，甚至于所有的这些情节。
At times we feel like we're a minority, we feel alone.
有的时候我们觉得我们是少数的，我们孤独的。
We begin to have doubts. Are we alone, right?
有的时候我们就有怀疑，对自己有怀疑感。
Even the great reformer Martin Luther knew doubts like this.
甚至于我们最伟大的宗教改革的马丁路德也有这种气馁的感觉。
He had waves of what in German he called Anfechtungen, these doubts and these times of discouragement that came upon him.
他用他在德国的语言来形容他那个时候内心有疑虑的时候的状况。
He asked himself, is this right what I'm doing?
他问他自己，我这样做的是对吗？
While serving Christ, we don't always see the results that we would like.
但我们侍奉基督的时候，我们常常不知道我们侍奉的后果如何。
We may feel like nothing's being accomplished.
我们有的时候觉得我们好像什么事都没有做好。
We can ask ourselves, is it worth it?
我们也可以问我们自己，这是值得的吗？
And there are times when, if we're honest, we're afraid to give ourselves to the Lord's work.
有的时候，假如我们对自己诚实的时候，我们很怕为神工作。
Afraid of what others think.
我们怕别人会怎么想。
Afraid that we don't have what it takes to finish.
我们又怕我们没有足够的能力来完成。
Afraid that our work won't really amount to much.
有的时候我们觉得我们所做的也做不了什么。
Afraid that it won't be successful.
我们怕我们不可能成功。
And it's easy to become discouraged and immobilized.
所以有的时候很容易的我们就受到了气馁，然后我们就都动不了了。
Sometimes we feel like quitting.
有的时候我们就想干脆就停了吧。
And so the Lord calls the people to courage.
我们知道神要我们壮胆。
Three times in verse 4, we read the words, take courage or be strong.
在第四节里面有三次要我们刚强，要我们壮胆。
Take courage, Zerubbabel.
他说，所罗巴伯，你要刚强。
Take courage, Joshua.
他说，耶稣亚，你也要壮胆。
Take courage, all of you people.
你们所有的人都要壮胆。
This is what people need when they're discouraged.
当人失望的时候，最需要的就是这种忠告。
Not to be beaten.
不要被人家打败。
But encouraged, lifted up.
让人按我们自己提起我们的精神来。
Not to be condemned and put down, but lifted up.
不要被人家看不起，不要被人家定我们的失败。
Brothers and sisters, we need help in rising above our pessimism and fear.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们需要从我们自己的悲观自己的恐惧里面，我们要站出来。
We need courage.
我们需要壮胆。
So God now gives three promises that encourage.
所以神给三个鼓励我们壮胆的应许。
The first promise comes at the end of verse 4 into verse 5.
So, 在第一个是在 第四节的后半部跟第五节
where the Lord says, work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts, according to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst.
那么第四节的后半边啊，这里说到，你们都当刚强工作做工，因我与你们同在，这是万军之耶和华所说的，这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话。
Here the Lord promises his presence.
在这里，神应许他与他们同在。
Although a minority, they're reminded that the Lord is still with them.
虽然这些少数民族的人，神应许与他们同在。
And therefore encouraged to continue the work.
所以他们需要有神给他们的勇气继续工作。
Let's move to the next slide, please, if we can. Thank you. Time and again, when the Lord encourages his people, he reminds them of his presence.
常常神在应许他的人民的时候，他告诉他们的要与他们同在。
And I believe he wants to remind us of his presence today in the midst of this COVID-19 outbreak.
我相信在我们今天面对着这个瘟疫的时候，神与我们同在。
To ensure us that we're not alone.
我们知道有很多的应许我们不是孤独的。
Victory over discouragement comes when the presence of Christ becomes more of a reality to us than whatever challenges we face.
当我们遇到挑战的时候，我们能够战胜我们的上胆，就是靠着神的同在。
It may help us to realize that our eyes are usually in one of four places.
有的时候提醒我们，我们的眼睛不能只看一个地方。
We're either looking at our circumstances.
我们不要只看我们的环境。
At others.
或者看别人。
At ourselves.
或者看我们自己。
Or on the Lord.
或者我们看在神的身上。
Where are you looking today?
你今天在看谁？
Let's focus on his presence.
我们来集中我们的注意力在神的同在。
You see, the answer to a minority complex is to recognize that God always prefers to work through a remnant.
那么为了要勉励我们这一种少数民族的情节，神告诉我们，他常常使用的就是他的渔民。
Because he then gets the glory.
因为这样子的话，神会得到荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, one plus God equals a majority.
弟兄姐妹们，你们要知道，一加一并不是相等。
The second promise comes to us in verses 6-9.
那么第六节跟从下面一个的给我们的应许是从第六节到第九节。
And here the Lord promises his power.
在这里神应许他的大能。
Let's look at these verses.
我们来看这些经文。
For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts.
第六节，万军之耶和华如此说：过不多时，我必在一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来。我就是这殿满了荣耀，这是万军之耶和华说的话。万军之耶和华说：银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀
These people looked at the task ahead of them and they felt inferior.
当这些人看到他们面对的前面的工作, 他们有点害怕,
completely inadequate.
他们觉得自己能力不够,
but our God is the Lord of hosts.
但是我们的, 神是万军的神。
That phrase is repeated 6 times in these verses.
那一句话在这个经节中一共重复了6次。
He's the Lord over all the resources of heaven.
他是天地下所有的资源。
He's the Lord who is powerful and mighty.
他是大有能力的神。
The God who is able.
神是能够的,
the Lord who will shake the earth.
神可以震动天地的,
and we can rely on his power and his provision.
我们可以依靠神的能力跟神所供应的,
the Lord of hosts is the God who acts.
万军之耶和华是会做的。
Brothers and sisters, when you feel weak and inferior, remember that God specializes in the impossible.
弟兄姐妹们, 当你觉得自己能力不够的时候, 不要忘记, 神他是在最困难的时候, 他是最能够帮我们忙的。
When others come around to criticize and to point out our mistakes and our shortcomings,
当人来, 批评我们, 说我们的缺点的时候,
remember that the Lord our God is sufficient.
让我们要知道, 因为我们的神是足够我们使用。
The work of the kingdom is always mission impossible.
So, at least
in our eyes.
至少是在我们眼睛里面看的。
But with God, it becomes mission fulfilled.
可是在人眼中看为不可能的, 在神的眼中是成功的。
Let me tell you the rest of the story of Clarence Wesley Jones.
让我告诉你, 后来 Clarence Jones 这个人的后果怎么样?
When he returned to Chicago after his trip in South America,
当他从南美洲回到芝加哥的时候,
he happened to meet a missionary couple called the Larsons who had been serving in Ecuador.
那么他遇到一对夫妇, 这一对夫妇, 他们是在
And they encouraged Jones to come to Ecuador, and they offered their help.
他们欢迎要求这个琼斯先生到厄瓜多尔去。
And through their contacts within the Ecuadorian government, they acquired permission for a Christian radio station.
所以他们帮助他在这个 基督教的电台。
In a letter to Jones, Larson wrote, clearly we saw the hand of God moving on the whole Congress of Ecuador.
在他们写给中士的先生的信里面，他们说，我们可很显然的看到神的手在整个厄瓜多尔的国会里面工作。
And on Christmas Day, 1931, the world's first missionary radio program was broadcast from Radio HCJB in Quito, Ecuador.
So, 在1931年的圣诞节，世界上第一个基督徒的电台在 HCJB 这个电台在这个厄瓜多尔基多的厄瓜多尔广播。
The Lord promises His presence.
神应许他的同与我们的同在。
The Lord promises His power and provision.
神应许他的能力跟他的供给。
Third, the Lord promises His peace.
第三个，神的应许是他的平安。
At the end of verse 9, He says, "And in this place, I will give peace," declares the Lord of hosts.
在第九节的后半边说，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华所说的。
God promises to give peace in the midst of all of life's challenges.
神在我们生命上所有的受的挑战当中，他会带给我们有平安。
Psalm 46, verse 10, the Lord says, "Be still, know that I am God."
So, 在诗篇的46篇第10节说，你们要平静，要知道我是神。His
peace is not the absence of challenges.
神的平安并不是说没有，我们不会受到挑战。But
a confident assurance of His presence and His power in the midst of those challenges.
那么他给我们的平安是在我们遇到有挑战的时候，他会给我们平安。The
Lord Jesus says to all of us who are His disciples,
所以神是为他所有的基督的门徒所准备。
The words of John 14:27.
在约翰福音14章27节.
"Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid."
约翰福音14章27节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。 我所赐的，不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。Brothers
and sisters, as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to learn to rest in His peace.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，我们是跟随主耶稣基督的，我们要知道如何在他的平安上休息。Not
to become lazy.
并不表示我们要变得懒惰，but
to work out of a context of peace rather than of fear.
所以我们的工作是有平安的工作，而不是有恐惧的工作。Fear
tends to immobilize and robs us of our motivation.
So 恐惧会让我们没有能力工作，会抢夺去我们内心的动机，热心。
God's peace, on the other hand, brings tremendous encouragement.
神的平安会带给我们非常多的鼓励。
Knowing that spiritual discouragement can be a problem,
我们知道在属灵上受到挫折的时候是个很大的问题。
Especially in these days that we're encountering right now.
尤其是我们现在所遇到的环境。
Let me encourage you to find strength in the Lord's three promises.
让我 勉励大家在面对这些挑战的时候，神的三个给我们的应许。
Next slide, please. When you feel alone, recognize the Lord's presence.
当你觉得很孤独的时候，你要知道神同在。
Listen to Christ's words in Matthew 28.
我们要记得基督在马太福音二十八章所讲的话。
And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
我们与你同在，一直到世界的末了。
When you feel weak, inferior, inadequate, rely on His power.
当我们觉得我很软弱，觉得自己能力不够的时候，你要依靠
provision.
我们要依靠神的大能跟神的供给。
The Lord of hosts says, I will shake all the nations and they will come with the wealth of all nations.
神说，我要震动所有的国家，所有的国家要把他的资源带来。
And I will fill this house with glory.
我必将这个殿充满了神的荣光。
And the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former.
那么的这个后来的这个殿荣耀要远超过以前的荣耀。
And finally, when you feel frightened, rest
最后,
in the Lord's peace.
当你感到害怕的时候，你要依靠神的平安。
The Lord says to us in our passage,
神今天在我们经节里面告诉我们,
My spirit is abiding in your midst, do not fear.
我的平安在你们当中, 不要恐惧。
In this place, I will give peace.
在这个地方, 我会给你们平安。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord's word to us today bring blessing and peace into your life.
但愿神今天带给你有他的平安，有他的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, take courage.
弟兄姐妹们，你们要壮胆。
Take courage.
也要壮胆。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.